Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 73 degrees outside, ending the work week on a mostly sunny note, and highs should get a few degrees warmer before the day is done. President Obama says at least one American is dead following the downing of a Malaysian airliner, an act he's calling an outrage in unspeakable proportion.
This outrageous event underscores that it is time for peace and security to be restored in Ukraine.
Nearly 300 people were killed when the jetliner crashed yesterday in eastern Ukraine. In a statement at the White House this morning, Obama cited evidence that the plane was brought down by a ground-to-air missile. The global health community reeling from the sudden loss of dozens of leading experts on HIV and AIDS. About 100 researchers and activists were on the Malaysian airliner flight that was shot down. They were on their way to the International AIDS Conference in Melbourne, Australia. A Wisconsin man who for a time faced illegal drug charges in Sheboygan County last year has pleaded innocent to federal charges that he took young women to North Dakota's oil fields and forced them to be prostitutes. A trial date of September 16th was set for 31-year-old Lavelle Durr, who's charged in Bismarck, North Dakota with coercion and enticement. Sheboygan police told the FBI that they heard Durr took three women away against their will and that he used drugs and physical violence to keep them in line. Prosecutors said one woman was kept in a dog kennel for a number of days for breaking one of his rules. He was arrested last month. Sheboygan police are investigating a recent string of burglaries to unattached garages. Three such incidents took place in the Swift neighborhood around Union Avenue and South 16th Street over the past week. Authorities said the incidents most likely took place in the overnight and early morning hours. The alleged suspects are targeting garages with tools and bicycles. Police are reminding residents to do their part to deter burglars by locking your garage and residents' doors and windows when not around. If you see any suspicious activities, please contact the police department immediately at 459-3333. Unemployment in Wisconsin held steady last month. The seasonally adjusted jobless rate for June stood at 5.7%. That, according to Department of Workforce Development officials, DWD Secretary Reggie Newsom says the rate remains below the national rate and is at its lowest point since 2008.
We're feeling pretty good about that, as well as if you look at the job count, over 100,000 jobs have been created since the governor's taken office. And again, we want to continue to move in the right direction.
Officials also said Wisconsin's lost an estimated 1,200 private sector jobs during June. However, that is a very preliminary early figure. Governor Scott Walker has given the next session of the legislature a big request. Larry Lee has more.
Scott Walker wants the legislature to repeal Common Core standards, saying he didn't want people outside Wisconsin telling us what our standards should be. The Common Core standards are supposed to bring uniformity to schools nationwide, but critics argue some of the standards are inappropriate, and other critics say the national standards are not high enough. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
In response to that today, Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald in the state Senate said that there is support for repealing the current standard adopted a few years ago, but he said it would be much more difficult to develop new standards that would satisfy everyone's concerns. Senate Education Committee Chairman Luther Olson said he wants the governor to explain which standards are insufficient and could be made better. Former West Allis police officer Stephen Zelich pleaded innocent yesterday to charges that he hid the bodies of two murdered women in suitcases near Lake Geneva. The 52-year-old was arraigned in Walworth County Circuit Court on two felony counts of hiding a corpse. He remains in jail under a $1 million bond. Prosecutors said Zelich killed 37-year-old Laura Simonson at a hotel room in Rochester, Minnesota, and 19-year-old Jenny Gomez of Cottage Grove, Oregon, and he held on to both bodies for months before putting them in suitcases and dumping them along a road in the town of Geneva. Prosecutors expect homicide charges to be filed in the places where the women had turned up dead. Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges will get $28 million state tax dollars to train about 4,900 people from jobs in fields with high demand. Governor Scott Walker announced the allocation of the Fast Forward grants yesterday. The funding will increase capacities for about 100 technical college programs throughout the state, thus accommodating more students for training in fields like healthcare, transportation, manufacturing, and more. Each technical college will find out how much it will get within the next couple of weeks. After last winter's propane fuel shortage, Wisconsin officials are urging folks who use that fuel to plan ahead. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has put out a tip sheet for buying propane. Officials say it is a good idea to start securing fuel now because prices are lower. Their tip sheet includes advice on securing contracts, scheduling deliveries, and more. It also has a list of questions that consumers should ask suppliers. You'll find the tip sheet at the Ag Department website. You may remember last January, propane prices more than doubled due to frigid cold, a pipeline shutdown, and heavy propane usage by farmers who dried their grains the previous fall. A small portion of the busiest road in the state shuts down tonight. Eric Grillard has all you need to know about getting around it.
At 11 o'clock tonight, I-94 will shut down at Highway 100. If you're headed eastbound on I-94, you'll be forced off at Moreland Road. Those traveling westbound will have to catch 894 south. Drivers should also make a note that on and off ramps to Highway 45 will be accessible if you're headed west on the interstate. The entire project is scheduled to wrap up by 5:30 Monday morning. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
As for your forecast, a beautiful weekend in store for the area. Mostly sunny the rest of today, high near 76. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 57. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 78. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 80. Currently outside, we are at 73 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. Here on 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time is 12:06.